Finally today, we hear from you. Get your feedback to conversations we've had on the program. And Lee Hill, our Public Insight editor, joins us now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And just before the Christmas holiday, we aired a short report on mistletoe, and specifically one type that isn't so romantic, and it's actually a parasite. Here's Ouray County weed manager Ron Mabry talking about the dwarf mistletoe.
It doesn't really look like anything that you would normally associate with a plant. And when it gets really bad, it almost looks like hairs growing along the limbs of the trees.
Well, Michael Painter is a wildlife biologist for the Pike National Forest, and she'd like to defend the dwarf mistletoe.
Dwarf mistletoe provides important forage for birds and small mammals, and the odd witch's broom branches provide platforms for nesting and resting spots. So please don't feed the misguided phobia about dwarf mistletoe. It is a native species that has its place in our forest ecosystems.
You can hear our segment, though, about some of its downsides at cpr.org. It's never just black and white in nature, is it, Lee?
Never is.
We also heard from a number of listeners after a report on this show by CPR's Zachary Barr. It had to do with RTD, the Regional Transportation District.
That's right. And Zachary looked into the financially troubled Fast Tracks, Metro Denver's $7 billion transportation project. It's a growing web of light rail, commuter trains, and buses. And Zach used this language to describe the progress of a Fast Tracks project.
RTD hopes that the remaining bit, the six stops from 72nd Street up to 162nd Street in Adams County, that
Zach should have called 72nd Street and 162nd Street avenues. And we called up the Denver Public Library to get some history. As it turns out, in most of Greater Denver, streets carry names, not numbers, and numbered streets are actually called avenues, and it's been that way for over a century.
We also heard from a listener with a specific question about the Fast Tracks program, Lee.
Right. Listener Phil Klump has this question. He's anxious to use light rail and frustrated that he can't right now.
I'm a resident of Jefferson County, west of Denver, and I have been interested in the construction of the new West RTD line. My wife and I are very curious as to why the project seems to have stopped without any actual utilizing of the line by the train system.
And Lee, you went on the hunt for the answer.
I did. I called Pauletta Tanila. She's the Fast Track spokeswoman for RTD, and she says there's a reason why the trains aren't running there yet.
That's a very good question and a very important question. And while it looks like the line is done and ready to open, we have a series of integrated tests that we have to do for safety reasons and operational reasons to make sure that everything is working correctly and safely before we can open to the public.
Which is supposed to happen in late April, 8 months ahead of schedule. The Denver Post reports that on Thursday there was a glitch during the first full test of the line. That meant the train was about 80 minutes late getting out of the station. Lee, before we go, anything else?
Yes, we brought 2012 to a close by dusting off what we thought were the best Colorado Matters segments of the year. Well, Tina Burns of Denver says one of those conversations was anything but a best of.
Please archive the Colorado Matters story about the man who quit money and leave it there. This man did not quit money. He quit society and benefits from taxpayers and the kindness of others. He's a mooch.
This was our conversation about Daniel Suelo, who's the subject of a book called The Man Who Quit Money. And that's been noted. Thank you, Tina, for caring enough to not just listen, but write in. And Lee, thank you for sharing the feedback with us.
My pleasure.
Lee Hill is editor of our Public Insight Network. It's a way that you can contribute to our news coverage. Sign up at cpr.org. At our website, you can also give us your feedback. Click Contact Us at the top of the page. Or follow us on Twitter at Colorado Matters or Facebook, CPR News. So many ways to keep in touch. I'm Ryan Warner, and that's Colorado Matters for today from Colorado Public Radio.